This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, July 28th. Well, if you look at Bloomberg or the Wall Street Journal, you're going to soon conclude the Fed has successfully engineered a soft economic landing for the first time ever, and that the coast is clear. But we're not hitting all cylinders, folks, just so you know. But the reason we're confident the Fed won't raise rates is the PCE came out today, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index. That's the Fed's favorite, and it's running at a 3% annual pace, same as the CPI. And in the upcoming months, inflation is going to continue to decelerate because we're cutting off big gains from a year ago. So it's really calmed down quite a bit. And whether we'll get to the Fed's 2% target is another matter. I think we will by December, and I think the Fed will start cutting rates, but we'll see. But the bottom line is no one's worried about the Fed anymore. The other thing that's going on is the energy stocks, you know, have been very firm because the WTI crude oil crossed above $80 a barrel, back down below that today. But oil's been pretty firm right now. And Brent crude is light sweet, much more expensive. That's well above $80. But demand looks very good right now. China has been importing more crude than we anticipated. Russia is now exporting less crude from the West Coast than it had previously. So they're having their problems. Our inventory of refined product and crude oil are down. So we're in peak summer demand right now. And demand should start to ease after September. But right now the energy stocks are all excited because everybody's using it. And, of course, because it's hot, that's good for natural gas because everybody uses natural gas peaker power plants to generate electricity. So the energy patch is a happy place. Now, do all our energy stocks beat? No. Exxon didn't beat, but, you know, the guidance is firm, and you can see Exxon's firm in the aftermarket. Now, in alternative energy, it's getting to be very interesting. The solar stocks we recommend seem to be holding up fine. But Enphase Energy did give poor guidance, and I do want to clarify what's going on with Enphase. Enphase makes the power inverters, okay? So when you install your solar system, you can use electricity and or sell it back to the grid. But a lot of people are increasingly installing power walls or battery backup systems. So when the power goes out, you have that to count on. And so that's what Enphase does, and they're the best at it. And their commercial installations of these power inverters is a big deal because a lot of utilities are putting in what they call the LFP batteries, the iron phosphate batteries. These are the ones that are heavier, but they don't catch on fire. They're good for energy storage. They're putting up these big battery packs to store energy from wind, solar, so you can have you can use the green energy at nighttime and all that good stuff. So their business is very good. It's a big global business now. But where they started isn't that good anymore. California cut the reimbursement on solar power a third. So basically when you sell power back to the grid, yeah, they're paying you a lot less. So that makes the cost of putting in solar much more expensive in California because you get reimbursed a lot less. In Texas and Arizona, which are ideal places for solar, their electricity there is pretty cheap, so you don't maybe not want to do solar. It's just not as cost effective. So these are all things that are holding Enphase back. But their real success is the commercial installation of all these battery backup systems because they make the best solar inverters to switch back and forth between batteries and the grid. So I'm not worried about energy. It is down today. The reason we haven't sold it is its sales are supposed to be up over 20% next quarter, even with its reduced guidance. The other comment I have is we have huge embedded capital gains in the stock, and I really don't want to trigger all these unnecessary capital gains. So we're going to hold Enphase here, and we think it'll bounce back next week. And so don't worry about it. But I'm reluctant to sell it and have you folks pay this huge capital gains tax. Otherwise, things are fine. The breadth and power is good. This is a period where we like to go and fine-tune portfolios. I watch the analyst community very carefully. If they get moody, I'll get moody. But right now, analysts remain very positive, and everybody thinks the economy is getting better. Are we hitting all cylinders? Of course not. Manufacturing is still in a recession. Okay? And the payroll report that's going to be announced a week from today is going to be very interesting because ADP in June totally disagreed with the Labor Department's payroll report. So I personally believe ADP more than I believe the Department of Labor. So I can't wait to see what the payroll is going to be for July. But a lot of people think it's firm because the job market looks still pretty good on the surface. So otherwise, it's just time for you folks to enjoy the summer. Try to stay out of all that heat. Stay cool. The bottom line is things are getting better slowly but surely. Breath and power continues to expand. Interest rates will eventually meander a bit lower as we get more evidence of inflation cooling. And again, we should get the Fed cutting rates by December. I think they'll hit their 2% target by then. But I feel good. I hope you guys are enjoying the summer months. And I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions next week. So I'll talk to you then. Take care. Salim Navalier.